It is November 29. I have a close friend who fought against Russia in 2014 and 2015. He's from Crimea, the same peninsula that Russia occupied in early 2014. Just to remind you, the war has been going on in Ukraine since then, but until last winter it was localized in a relatively small area in the east of the country. In 2014, the Russians had already occupied part of a foreign country, had already killed people on a foreign soil, but they were lying that it was not them, that it was a civil war, and the world pretended to believe them, because otherwise it would have to find new sources of oil and gas supplies, new markets for its goods, and in general it would have to admit that the people in power in Russia are not reliable, responsible partners, but cannibals, and the world was not yet ready for it at that time. So my friend did not agree with the occupation of his native Crimea, went to Kyiv, joined the army, and fought against the Russians for 2 years. He left the army not of his own free will, but due to injury. He was badly cut by shrapnel, he spent a lot of time in the hospital, and when he underwent rehabilitation for several more months after the injury, it was very difficult for him to return to normal life. The war changed him so much that his wife even left him. He became a completely alien person to her, not like the one she married. Before the army, my friend worked as a director on television. He tried to return to his profession, but he did not last long. He said, "I cannot shoot cheerful holidays and loud concerts when people continue to die at the front." So he went to work as a truck driver. He said that it was a meditative occupation that distracted him from his heavy thoughts. After the start of a full-scale invasion, he tried to return to the army, but he was refused. Due to the injury, he was recognized as unfit for service. Now he sometimes calls me to ask about the news and give advice. This week he called again and warned, "No matter how difficult it is now, the hardest and most painful will be after the war. After, you have to find yourself in your normal life again. You will need to find a job again, rebuild relationships destroyed by war and a long separation, even with the closest people." He says that it will be very difficult to look at those who did not go to the army and made a great career while you were protecting them, sacrificing your career. It will be difficult to persuade employers to hire you with your many years of absence from the profession, while there are many people on the market who have not been to the army and have continuous experience, have not forgotten anything, and do not have disorders that are always present in veterans. In civilian life, after a long absence from it, it is very easy to get lost. The rules of existence there are very quickly forgotten, values change, even the understanding of what relationships between people in a team should be after the army will be completely different from what they were before the army. You know, from time to time there are stories in the news about how some prisoner was released from prison after many years behind bars and immediately got hit by a car or by a tram, because he simply forgot how to live a normal life. Even such simple things as crossing the street. In an army in action, this is also forgotten very quickly. I remember how I myself got confused when in the first summer of a full-scale invasion I came to Kyiv from the front for a few days and could not remember how to pay for a subway ride. This is a very simple thing. I did it thousands of times. But suddenly I got lost. I just stood and looked at the closed turnstile until the subway workers opened it for a strange person in a military uniform. Therefore, I have almost no doubts that it will actually be worse farther. But first, we still have to win.